JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the JIS school tour makes its stop at St. Catherine Primary School. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Let's go Roundabout JA. Right after this.
Are you a college or university student? Do you love sports and photography? If yes, then here's a special opportunity for you. Enter the Jamaica Information Service Heritage Photo Competition. Send us a high-resolution image under the theme, I Am a Champion. Photos will be judged on interpretation of the topic, originality, composition, technicality, and impact. Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, visit jis.gov.jm. Call 926-35904, extension 2137, or send an email to heritagephoto@jis.gov.jm.
The Jamaica Information Service, JIS, is on the final leg of this year's Heritage School Tour. As the team prepares to wrap up a long but successful run, it made a stop at St. Catherine Primary School.
A heritage time, we say a heritage time. A heritage time, we say a heritage time. Calling young and old for life. Calling young and old for life.
The team, led by Special Projects Manager Andreen Davidson, took the group of selected students through the story and culture of Jamaica. In turn, the students shared some of the lessons learned.
The Rio Mina is the longest river in Jamaica.
Right? You wanted to say that, so tell me where Rio Mina is located. In Clarida, there you go.
In 1944, we were able to vote with adult suffrage.
Yes.
With universal adult suffrage.
Some of the brightest students showed off their talents and expertise.
Let the tambourine beat the drum. Relax a little while in the eye of the sun. Dig, Papa. So, Mama. Let the whole world know so we're not starving. Yeah.
But Coromanti Taki fought. As long as I have breath, no man shall boast that I was caught.
The day was mutually beneficial with both parties engaging actively in conversation. At the end of the day, the JIS donated a package to the school's library.
On behalf of all our students and our staff and our board of management, we want to thank you for coming to our school. I'm sure our students have benefited from your visit.
St. Catherine Primary Principal Rosalie Drisdale. The students were also excited about the upcoming Heritage Essay Competition in its sixth year, where primary level students from 9 to 12 years old write an original 400 to 500 word essay on the topic, who's your favorite Jamaican sportsman or sportswoman and why? Other schools toured in the final leg of the JIS Heritage Tour are Ewerton Primary, Lainstead Primary and Zion Hill Primary. The annual school tours form part of the agency's activities to mark Heritage Month in October, which this year is being observed under the theme
Our Heritage, Our Legacy, Our Strengths.
Grade 1 student Jadine Taylor. Vision 2030 is a strategic plan to transform our island home into the place of choice to live, work, raise families and do business. Play your part today. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
No, yeah, yeah, no. Like, you carry a sound load and some. You pull the cut and all, like, how you make iron. You see the banana tree, you know, you cut the band part then. The leaf part is behind. And when you cut it, you know, you take your hand. You fold it just like you don't make a cutter. You don't make a cutter if you carry even water or anything. And then you take now the cut of half of one now. And take your wrap over it now. Until you know you get the right height where you want it. Alright, you know me body, but the right name in Everton linen.
And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.